Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 10, if everyone will stand and honor the Holy Scriptures. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayer of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed them to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made them unto our God kings and priests, and they shall reign on the earth." You may be seated. You will notice I changed a few words, and there's a reason for that, but that's not the message of this sermon. Each of the four beasts and the 24 elders, so 4 plus 24 is 28, who fell down before the Lamb had a harp. That'd be 28 harps that were played as they sang a new song. In Revelation 14, verse 2, there implies that there were 144,000 harps. And in Revelation chapter 15, 2, there's an innumerable number of harps in heaven. If God allows this many harps in heaven, it should not be considered unheavenly to have musical instruments in churches. This heavenly choir sang a new song about the Redeemer. But there is also good and evil part about music. Well, there's good and evil about everything, isn't it? The genealogy of Cain is given in the fourth chapter of Genesis. It goes Cain, his son Enoch, his grandson Lamech, and his great-grandson Jubal. Jubal was the great-grandson of Cain, who was, quote, "the father," which means the inventor and teacher of musical instruments, "of all such as handle the harp and organ." Genesis 4:21. God bless America. So there's two kinds of music, good and evil. Which is which? The first song that we will look at is the song which many people are in favor of making our new national anthem, replacing the Star Spangled Banner, which many people feel is too hard to sing. The song is God Bless America. It was first sung on November 11th, 1938. That's 4 years and one day before I was born. November 11th is what day? Armistice Day. The day that World War I ended. And it was sung as part, as a memory of this day. God Bless America was written in 1918, but was never used. As America and the world approached the Second World War, a song was needed to help patriotism in the nation. Many singers looked for a new song. The song that was chosen was not used for 20 years, but was brought back out of the songwriter's castaway songs, and with a few changed words was revamped. For example, the words, "to the right," was changed through the night. The song was written by a man who didn't celebrate Christmas. In fact, he hated Christmas, but he wrote the song, "White Christmas." The man was not a Christian, but he was an agnostic. He was born in Western Siberia. His name was Israel Beilein. Beilein was an Ashkenazi Jew, and like most Ashkenazi Jews, he changed his name to Irving Berlin. Irving Berlin was honored in 1944 by the, this is unbelievable, somebody gave me, one of the ladies gave me a brochure that they got an advertisement from this group. The National Conference of Christians and Jews. For, quote, advancing the aims of the conference to eliminate religious and racial conflict, unquote. Sure. Christians, eliminate the fact that these people are the ones who helped the murderers of Jesus Christ. So don't throw them out of your country. Disobey your Savior and eliminate the conflict. Irving Berlin assigned the copyright to God Bless America Fund, which has raised millions of dollars for the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. The Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts is not as good as you think it is. They're all part of the plan to get our people in the New World Order. Here's the words to God Bless America. The first four, what do they call it? First four, what are these called? Stanza? Verses? The first four verses you're probably not aware of. It's up there at the top. I found a video of Kate Smith singing this, 1938, November 11, 1938. While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Not to God, but to a land. Let's all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. And repeats over and over those last verses. The song doesn't sound so godly now, does it? It was written by one of our enemies. This just knocked me right off my chair. It is like the battle hymn of the Republic. It was written by a person who was under the influence of our enemy. It's similar to the story of Ezra chapter 4, when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity were in the process of rebuilding the temple of God. They came to the leaders of Israel and told them that they were willing to help them build the temple. They further told them that they sought their God, as Israel did, and they sacrificed unto him for a long time. So these people come to leaders. We're seeking your God. We sacrifice to your God, just like you do. We want to help build the temple. The leaders of Israel replied to them that they were not needed or wanted. Wouldn't happen today. For Israel would have nothing to do with them. It's verses 1 through 3 of Ezra 4, if you want to read it. As a result, the adversaries weakened the hand of Israel, and they hired counselors against them to frustrate their purposes. Later, another enemy of Israel asked, "Who has commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall?" The enemies of Judah and Benjamin did everything they could to prevent them from rebuilding their temple and city. So we're over 2,000 years later. Do you think that our enemies would use music to destroy our civilization and culture? That's the question. I'm first going to talk about Pepsi Cola. I used to love this drink. The Obama administration has given its blessing to PepsiCo Company, to continue utilizing the services of a company that produces flavor chemicals for the beverage giant using aborted, you're right, he knew it, aborted human fetal tissue. The babies that are taken out of a woman's womb are sold. They take the kidney cells from the kidneys and they use that for testing. They give an organization that says that Obama's Security and Exchange Commission has decided that PepsiCo's agreement with the San Diego, California-based, the name of the company is Simomex, which produces flavor-enhancing chemicals for Pepsi using human embryonic kidney tissue simply constitutes, quote, ordinary business operations, unquote. The issue began in the year 2011 when the nonprofit group Children of God for Life, this group, first broke the news about Pepsi's alliance with Simomex, which led to a massive outcry and a worldwide boycott of Pepsi products. I didn't hear a thing about it. At the time, it was revealed that Pepsi had many other options at its disposal to produce flavor chemicals, which is what its competitors do, but had instead chosen to continue using aborted fetal cells, or as Simonex deceptively puts it, I bet the Jew runs this company, isolated human test receptors, unquote. A few months later, Pepsi shareholders filed a resolution petitioning the company to, quote, adopt a corporate policy that recognizes human rights and employs ethical standards which do not involve using the remains of aborted human beings in both private and collaborative research and development agreements, unquote. But the Obama administration shut down this 36-page proposal, deciding instead that Pepsi's use of aborted babies to flavor its beverage products is just business as usual and not a significant concern. There's a scripture that talks about if we violate God's law, we're going to eat our own children. Quote, we're not talking about what kind of pencils Pepsi Company wants to use. We're talking about exploiting the remains of an aborted child for profit. Using human embryonic kidney to produce flavor enhancers for their beverages is a far cry from routine operations. To be clear, the aborted fetal tissue used to make Pepsi's flavor chemicals does not end up in the final product, so the customers, according to its own reports. It is used instead to evaluate how actual human test receptors respond to these chemical flavorings. But the fact that Pepsi uses them at all when viable non-human alternatives are available illustrates the company's blatant disregard for ethical and moral concerns in the matter. Back in January, Oklahoma Senator Ralph Shortley proposed legislation to ban the production of aborted fetal cell-derived flavor chemicals in his home state. If passed, this bill would reportedly ban the sale of any products that contains flavor chemicals derived from human fetal tissue, which includes Pepsi products, as well as products produced by Kraft and Nestle's. I got the following information from Mike Adams, the health ranger? He's a good guy on the internet. Now, according to Sound Choice Pharmaceutical Institute, Get this. The following 24 vaccines are produced using cells from aborted fetuses and or contain DNA, proteins, or related cellular debris from cell cultures derived from aborted human fetuses. Poliovax, Pentacell, DT, Polioabsorb, Quadricell, MMR2, Muravax2, MRVax, Biofax, ProQuad, MMRV, Measles, Mumps, Rubella, Priorex, Earlerex, I can't say these words, Chickenpox and Shingles, we got a bunch of those, Hepatitis A, Rabies. 24 vaccines are produced from aborted human cells. Aborted fetal products, Pepsi beverages that are on the boycott, all Pepsi soft drinks. Don't buy any Pepsis. Sierra Mist soft drinks, Mountain Dew soft drinks, Mug root beer and other soft drinks. I've never heard of this one, No Fear beverages, Ocean Spray beverages, Seattle's Best Coffee, Tezo Beverages, AMP Energy Beverages, Aquafina Water, Aquafina Flavored Beverages, Double Shot Energy Beverages, Frappuccino Beverages, Lipton Tea and other beverages, Propel Beverages, So-Be Beverages, Gatorade Beverages, Fiesta Miranda beverages, Tropicana juices and beverages, Nestle's products, all coffee creamers, Maggi brand instant soups, bouillon cubes, ketchup sauces, seasoning, instant noodles, and you got a bunch of gum, Blackjack chewing gum, Bullabaloo bubble gum, Bubblicious bubble gum, Chitlets, Chlorettes, Dentine, I've heard of those, I use some of those, Freshen Up Gum, Sour Cherry Gum, Sour Apple Gum, Strike, Trident, and then others, Sal Cherry Blasters, Fruit Mania, Bassett's Licorice, All Sorts, Maynard's Wine Gum, Swedish Fish, Swedish Berries, Juicy Squirts, Original Gummies, Fuzzy Peach, Sour Chillers, Sour Patch Kids, Mini Fruit Gums, Cert Brett Mints, Hall Cough Syrup. The HEK293 is the code for aborted human kidney cells used to generate taste receptors that can stimulate a type of protein known as G-protein, familiar to human taste in sodas. According to sources, Simoex and PepsiCo have been using aborted human fetal cells as a flavor enhancers in their drinks. Aborted human fetal cells are also used in the makeup products and vaccines. Women and makeup products, you better check it out. And vaccines, we don't want vaccines, but they're trying to give us vaccines, right? They kill the baby and then sell the parts and they're making a fortune. I don't know if these are enough reasons for people to stop drinking sodas and boycott the products of giant agribusinesses that have been bringing death and misery all these years to our population. Instead of sodas, you can hydrate your body with organic watermelon or coconut water. I've never heard of that. You heard of coconut water? Coconut water was used in World War II to heal wounded soldiers with its electrolytes and anti-inflammatory qualities. You need to check that out. Now, we're going to be hyped for halftime. Now, here's Katy Perry. What is she doing? with her left hand. Is she kind of accenting the one-eyed horse? And look at her dress. Get holes in all the dress. That's just unbelievable. The Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. Pepsi-Cola sponsored the halftime show, the Super Bowl. It's the most watched musical event of the year. 115 million viewers in the United States. They watched the show was just on a month ago. The Super Bowl and halftime show was broadcast worldwide. Katy Perry joins an esteemed list of recent halftime acts that includes Bruno Mars, Beyonce, Madonna, The Who, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Tom Petty and the Heartbreaks, Prince, Janis Jackson, the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, U2, and so forth. PepsiCo continues to leverage its diverse multi-brand portfolio. Well, they have what? Pepsi, Frito-Lay, Gatorade, Quaker, and Tropicana, with the National Football League to connect the fans and enhance their NFL experience. Pepsi returns for a third year as the title sponsor of the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, bringing the brand's... drop down the thing a little bit. What's their title? Live for now? Live for now. Mindset and one-of-a-kind consumer engagement platforms provide fans a halftime experience worthy of pop culture's biggest stage. This year, Pepsi continues its steadfast focus on the fan with its Hype for Halftime campaign, which will culminate at the Super Bowl. Keith Hudson. Who's Keith Hudson? That's Katy Perry's father. Who is he? A minister. Pentecostal minister. He's the father of pop star Katy Perry, who's known for her first hit. What was her first hit? I Kissed a Girl, which she performed at the Super Bowl in Phoenix, if you saw it, on Sunday. Told reporters prior to her appearance that he was proud of his daughter. The song speaks about experimenting with lesbianism. "Oh no, I don't have a problem," he told the Daily Mail when asked if he had an issue with her scheduled performance at the event. "I'm always proud. I'm a proud father." She's going to do some songs, Hudson said. She's excited. But doesn't this mean she's going to do some bad songs? In fact, they're all bad. Hudson, who's 67 years old, said that he was going to attend the Super Bowl on Sunday just to see his daughter perform. Perry was brought up to avoid secular music and television programs. That's pretty good, isn't it? She began singing as a contemporary Christian artist at the age 15 and released her first national album in 2001. Now here's what she says. "He'll prevail in the midst of all my sin and temptations." Perry, then known as Katy Hudson, sang out on her song "Faith Won't Fail," featured on her self-titled debut album. In 2007, Perry signed with the secular label Capitol Records and released her first single, "I Kissed a Girl," which rose to number one position on the secular pop charts. The popularity of Perry's single brought continued national attention until she became one of the most well-known pop artists in the secular music industry. She later announced that she no longer professed to be a Christian. Here's the quote. "I don't believe in heaven or hell or an old man sitting on a throne. I'm not Buddhist. I'm not Hindu. I'm not Christian. But I still feel like I have a deep connection with God. Her parents have stated they do not agree with all the choices that their daughter has made during her career. Gee. I recognize the psalmist's gift in her performance. Yet she sang out, "I kissed a girl and I liked it," while thousands joined her. One part of my heart soared. This is her mother writing this. One part of my heart soared, but the other part broke for the thousands of hungry souls being fed something that didn't nourish their spirit, but fed their flesh. Exactly right. Hudson said that he did not like the song because it promotes homosexuality and its message is shameful and disgusting. Keith Hudson, who leads Keith Hudson's Ministries, alongside his wife, who attends Jettison Franklin's Free Chapel in Orange County, California, has been double-minded about the matter. Here's what he says. "I love my daughter and will always love her." Well, does the Bible say you always love your children? Is there a time if they get so bad, you take them to the judges and you stone them to death? That say you love them forever. "I love my daughter and I will always love her. Stop being judgmental and critical," he said in the year 2012. Choking back tears. "Do not close the doors to your loved ones, especially your children. Just because they do not like what you do or what you are, they are still praying that you stay in the race. They're counting on you. God has given us a platform to go in and meet people. And they like us because we are cool," Hudson said. "We are not threatening." But in the year 2013, he reportedly referred to Perry as a devil child and requested prayer for his daughter. People ask, "How can I preach if I produce a girl who sang about kissing another girl?" Good question. I was at a concert of Katie's where there were 20,000 people. I'm watching this generation and they were going at it. It almost looked like church. I stood there and wept and kept on weeping and weeping. They're loving and worshiping the wrong thing. Katie Hudson Perry, she changed her name to Perry, is a Illuminati puppet. It doesn't mean that she's a member of the Illuminati, but she's controlled by them. Here is what Katie said in a television interview. And you can see this on Google. She's talking to a person on TV. And she's asked the question, and Katie answers, "Yeah. I released a gospel record when I was 15. Because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents were both traveling ministers. And so I kind of sang about what was going on in my life at 15. And that is how I got introduced into the music industry. I swear, I kind of wanted to be the Amy Grant of music." Amy Grant was a woman who sang the gospel music. Then she switched over to popular. "But it did not work out, so I sold my soul to the devil." I wish I was interviewing her. I would say, "How did you do this?" And there's one after the other who says they sold their soul to the devil. Well, we're going to go through the halftime show. Everybody see the halftime show? She came out first. Here's a picture of her coming out. This thing here is a big mechanical beast. And she's up on top of the mechanical beast.
I think it was a
tiger. She's walking through the eye. There's a big circle. And the circle parts and she walks through it. There's a whole bunch of Illuminati symbolism because they have to do it. Her dress, if you notice her dress, it's a fire. It's very similar to what's the, everybody see this movie? The Hunger Games. When the two people who were chosen from District 12? You can't see it very well, but behind here was a fire shooting out. They came in on fire. Well, she sang the song Roar. So put up the next one. She came out on the mechanical beast and walked clean across the stage. And here's what she sang. These capital letters is what she actually sang. She didn't sing the whole song because it would take too long. I guess they only got about 12 minutes for a halftime show. And she sang, there's a total of 8 songs in 12 minutes. Here's what it goes. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. And so I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I bet you pushed me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. Hear my voice, hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I had enough. I see it all, I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire. I'm a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. Then you got, oh, 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 people singing in the background. You're going to hear me roar. And then they had a big roar from the tiger. The eye of the tiger. See, it's the single eye of Horus. Now, this here is the, she stopped there. But this is the other words to the song. I thought it's very interesting to hear what these other words are. The words she didn't sing. Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. Where's that come from? I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Who's the guy who made that one famous? Muhammad Ali is right. I earned my stripes. I went from zero to be my own hero. You held me down, but I got up. And it's, the rest of it goes, she's already sung it. Well, that was the first one. Let's go to the next one. Her next song is A Dark Horse. I pulled this one off of her video. It was not on the halftime show. But just, it starts out, it says, this is from Memphis, Egypt. A long time ago, it says. She's floating down the Nile. But look at this. What's this over her one eye? What's that look like? But isn't that Time Warner's thing? That's Time Warner, isn't it? You'll see that every place. She's got it right over her left eye. Well, here she is down here, and you got these people dressed up in a uniform. What is she dancing on? A checkerboard. What's in every Freemasonic hall? Their floor is a checkerboard. During Dark Horse, we didn't get to see the Egyptian Illuminati symbolism we saw from the video. The video is unbelievable. By the way, how many people have seen her one video of Dark Horse? There's a total of 80 million people, 80 million views of that video. Most of hers are up to 80 million. Wow, 80 million? You see, our youth, and the parents would have no idea what their son or daughter listened to. You have no control. They're stealing our children. There's a checkerboard pattern, which is the regular symbol for duality that we see quite often. It represents the power of opposites. I may pronounce this wrong, but it's the Hegelian dialect. Is that right? We see on the floor of all Freemasonry temples. Now let's get the words for the Dark Horse. So she starts to sing there on the checkerboard square. I knew you were going to come to me. And here you are, but you better choose carefully. Because I'm capable of anything and everything. Make me your Aphrodite? Who says that? Well, that goes back to mythology, doesn't it? Make me your one and only. But don't make me your enemy. Your enemy. So you want to play with magic? But you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you care to do this? Because I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Are you ready for a perfect storm? A perfect storm. Because once you're mine, there's no going back. There's some powerful lyrics in here, but the people just singing along. They don't know what they're doing. Now, let's see. I think that could be where she stops singing. But there's a lot more words to this song. So here's the rest of the song. Mark my words. This love will make you levitate like a bird without a cage. We're down to earth. If you choose to walk away, don't walk away. It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes or a no, no maybe. So just be sure before you give it all to me, give it all to me. Then she sung these words in the show. Then go down to where the bottom is. She's a beast. I call her karma. She'll eat your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful. Try not to lead her on. Shanti's heart is on steroids. Cause her love is so strong, you may fall in love. When you meet her, if you get the chance, you better keep her. She swears by it, but if you break her heart, she turned cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shining armor, she can be my sleeping beauty. I'm going to put her in a coma. Whoa! Then a bad word. I think I love her. Shanty so bad, I've sprung and I don't care. She ride me like a roller coaster, turn the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug. I was trying to hit it and quit it, but little mama's so dope, I messed around and got addicted. And then she sings the same song she sang. Then she says, she throws it over to Lenny Kravitz. Well, show that. Look what she does. think that's a very moral thing she's doing? She also bowed down to him and flung her hair. Now, Lenny Kravitz, I did know who he was, but he's in the Hunger Games. He is the guy who was in charge of her wardrobe and the Hunger Games. There's a connection between these two. They're both showing the Illuminati. Well, let's get the words of this. There's a first hit, I Kissed the Girl. Now, Lenny Kravitz sings the first two lines. He sings, "This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion." And then Katy Perry comes over and she sings, "It's not what I'm used to, just want to try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention." Then they both sing together, "I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it." Look at the next line. "I hope my boyfriend don't mind it." Then the next two. "It felt so wrong. It felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it. I liked it." Now, what she didn't sing was the rest of the song. "No, I don't even know your name. It doesn't matter. You're my experimental game. Just human nature. It's not what good girls do, nor how they should behave. My head gets so confused, hard to obey. Us girls, we are so," there it is again, "so magical. Soft skin, red lips, so kissable. Hard to resist, so touchable. Too good to deny it. Ain't no big deal. It's innocent." So they sang that song. And then she goes over, and here's where the sharks come in. She sings the fourth song, "Teenage Dream." "You think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you get me, so I let my walls come down, down. Before you met me, I was all right, but things were kind of heavy. You brought me to life. Now every February, you'll be my Valentine, Valentine." Now, she left out this stanza. "Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I will be young forever." Pepsi says what? "Live it now." Then she sang, "You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. The way you turn me on, I can't sleep. Let's run away and don't ever look back, don't ever look back. My heart stops when you look at me. Just one touch, now baby, I believe. This is real, so take a chance and don't ever look back, don't ever look back." Then she didn't sing the next couple stanzas, so I'll read those to you. "We drove to Cali and got drunk on the beach. Got a motel and built a fort out of sheets. I finally found you, my missing puzzle piece, I'm complete. Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I will be young forever." Then she sang the other ones. "Go down to My Heart Stops. My heart stops when you look at me. Just one touch. Now, baby, I believe. This is real, so take a chance. And don't ever look back. Don't ever look back. I don't know what this next word is. I'ma going to get your heart racing in my skin-tight jeans. Be your teenage dream tonight. Let you put your hands on me in my skin-tight jeans. Be your teenage dream tonight. And they sing tonight a bunch of other words. Well, that was that song. Then they came out with the other dancers. And the name of the song is California Girls. But it's not G-I-R-L-S. It's G-U-R-L-S. And she started off and she sang, I Know a Place. And then she held the microphone up for the audience to sing the next one. And buddy, they didn't miss a beat. So I Know a Place, you held the microphone up and they sang Where the Grass is Really Greener. The whole crowd sang that. Warm, wet, and wild. There must be something in the water. You think it's fluoride? Sipping gin and juice, laying underneath the palm trees. The boys break their necks trying to creep a little sneak peek. Then she did not sing this verse. You could travel the world, but nothing comes close to the Golden Coast. Once you party with us, you'll be falling in love. She sang, oh, 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 California girls, we're unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top, sun-kissed skin so hot. We'll melt your popsicle, oh, 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 California girls, we're undeniable. Fine, fresh, fierce, we got it on lock. West Coast represent, now put your hands up, oh, 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 oh. Then came the strangest part of the show. And this did not take. I don't know what happened. There were two pictures that did not, they said didn't have enough memory or something. But that's a picture of Missy Elliott with Katy Perry. Missy Elliott is a black girl. She's also a known lesbian. And I don't know, these words are not English. I don't know. Missy be putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told you, y'all mothers, you can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm blasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, nigga, then come on me now. Yes is with you. Be yes, then biggie, biggie bounce. Yes, I dig the way I switch my style. Hula, people sing around. Yes, now people gather around. Yes, now people jump around. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Freak. Go get your freak on. On, 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 on. That was the song, Get Your Freak On. And the next one's worse than this. I just put up one thing of many stanzas of this thing. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thang down, flip it, and reverse it. And what these words are, I have no idea. Yeah, baby, it is reverse. Yes, it is reverse. Thank you. Yes. I put him. It's sung backwards. I never realized that. If you got a big, let me search you to find out how hard I got to work you, then they sing it backwards. And there's a whole lot of other verses that I just forget. Then we come to her last song. And no picture there because it didn't take. But she's standing on a thing that has two stars. And it takes her up above the field where she flies around singing this song. Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep 6 feet under? Screams, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know there's still a chance for you? Because there's a spark in you. You just got to ignite the light and let it shine. What is that? I've heard that all my life in schools. Everyone's got that spark. You light the light inside you. You won't find that in the Bible. Because, baby, you're a firework. Come on. Show them what you're worth. Make them go, ah, 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 as you shoot across the sky, aye, aye. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make him go, ah, ah, ah. You're going to leave them all in ah, ah, ah. Now, she didn't sing the next two couple verses. You don't have to feel like a wasted space. Your original cannot be replaced. How many people heard that one? Your original can't be replaced. Well, they can't replace me at my job. No problem replacing me. If you only knew what the future holds, after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you can open one that leads you to the perfect road. Maybe it's the wide, big road that leads to destruction. Like a lightning bolt. Oh, lightning bolt. Your heart will glow. And when it's time, you'll know. And then she sings again the rest of the things she's already sung. Then she sang, boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than the moon, moon, moon. Now, moon's got a place in the Illuminati. It's always been inside of you, you, you. Now it's time to let it through, ooh, ooh. And then she sings, baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, ah, ah, ah. You're going to leave them all in ah, ah, ah. Boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than moon, moon, moon. Boom, boom, boom. Even brighter than moon, moon, moon. It sounded prettier when she did it. My conclusion. The Super Bowl was held in what stadium? Cardinal Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. Does anyone know what degree of latitude this city lies on? It's the same parallel that Charleston, South Carolina is on. Dallas, Texas. Tyre, Phoenicia. What? Oh. Baddeck, Iraq. Very close where the Tower of Babel was. It's the 33rd parallel. Walt Disneyland has a special club that only serves its special expensive dinners to elite members. It's the only place on the grounds where all kinds of liquor is sold. Its name is the 33rd Club. The name of the stadium is the University of Phoenix at Glendale, Arizona. The phoenix is a mythological bird that rises out of the ashes of chaos, destruction. They need to what? Destroy this world. And then the phoenix will rise out of the ashes of destruction. When you get Aleister Crowley's book, on the front of it, Morals and Dogma, is a phoenix. They want to destroy this world, and out of the ashes of destruction will rise up the New World Order. And do I have a picture of her finger? No. Katy Perry, after her performance, she went and got a tattoo. What do you think she put on her finger? XLIX. Roman numerals for 49. It was Super Bowl XLIX. I got a picture. If you look on the website, it'll be on there. It would be best if her Pentecostal father and mother ministers would completely disown her. But the fame of her daughter probably gives them audiences, and they talked about they would go from Mexico to Switzerland, promoting their what? False doctrine. Katie ended her Super Bowl performance with these words. Now, she's up there hanging on this double star above the crowd. She finished singing her last song. What do you think she said to the whole audience? Thank you. And then, God bless America. She too, like Israel Berlin, doesn't even believe in the God of the Bible. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.